Think maple syrup, think Canada. No trip to the country is complete without bringing home a bottle of the sweet golden liquid. But if you want to do more than just buy it, then a trip to the traditional Sucrerie de la Montagne in Quebec will give you the opportunity to see it being made and try it in just about every form you can imagine. Stéphane Fourchet is from Sucrerie de la Montagne.
Beginning of March, we install buckets on the trees. We do so by drilling 3-centimeter deep hole, putting in a spigot with a hook, and putting the bucket on and a cover on top. Then we wait for freezing nights and thawing days for the sap to rise in the tree, and then drop by drop it fills in the bucket. And accumulation changes from day to day depending on the temperatures. Then we have a wood-fired evaporator in which we pour the maple water and boil it for several hours. We need an average ratio of 40 liters of maple water that we boil down into 1 liter of maple syrup. And we do so for 4 to 6 weeks every year, mostly in March and April, sometimes at the end of February, depending on the region. And we use this traditional method to relive our traditional French-Canadian way of life. But our neighbors and producers use more modern methods that also make very good pure maple syrup.
When you're collecting the maple syrup, how much actually comes out of a tree?
Depends on the day. You can get a few centimeters of accumulation in your bucket. Some days you can get a half bucket at 5-6 degrees Celsius, and then if you get to 10 or 12 degrees Celsius after a frozen night, you can get a full bucket in one day. And it looks like normal water, but when you taste it, it's a little bit sweet, and it's only about 3% sugar. That's why we have to boil so much of it.
Depending on at what point in the season of that 2-month period you've got when you're collecting the water, how does that change what the syrup is like?
So the beginning of the season, the maple water itself is transparent, like normal water, and as the season gets warmer later in the season, it will start to get cloudy a bit. And the sugar content in the water is higher at the beginning of the season than later, which means we'll boil 30 liters of maple water into 1 liter maple syrup at the beginning of the season, which will make an extra light or extra clear, paler in color maple syrup. And then we'll go to clear, then to medium, then to amber, each one being darker than the previous one.
Does it affect the flavor at all?
Yeah, a little bit. The earlier in the season, the taste will be smoother and mellower. And as the season progresses, the taste of the syrup will be stronger. It will make you think that it's actually sweeter, even though the sugar content is the same.
Now, we all know maple syrup over pancakes. Fantastic. Mm. But what else can you do with it?
Oh, a lot of things. We use it as our main sweetener. So we'll put it in tea or coffee, yogurt, ice cream, cereal, all sorts of desserts. Yes. So somebody asked me once, is there anything you wouldn't put maple syrup on? And I had trouble answering, though I usually don't put it in my soup. Though others have.
And is it just syrup that you get from this process, or are there other things beyond the syrup?
No, syrup would be the first product of several others. The more you concentrate it, the longer you cook it, other products will come, like maple butter, which is ready at 109 Celsius, and 112 we make maple taffy that we like to pour on snow. It's thicker like caramel, so maple syrup itself would flow through crushed ice or snow, but the taffy will hold on the snow and you can roll it up with a popsicle stick to make a lollipop. And then if you bring it to 118 Celsius, you can make maple sugar, loaves or bricks of pure maple sugar.
And do you think maple syrup is a healthier way of sweetening things than sort of traditional sugar?
I do, though I admit my bias. It has all sorts of minerals that are good for you and antioxidant properties, so it is used as a healthier sugar.
That's Stéphane Fourchet from Sucrerie de la Montagne in Quebec, Canada. For more information, visit sucreriedelamontagne.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.